Hallelujah. I want to give you a quick summary of the gospel in two parts. I want to say, on the one hand, there is no condemnation, but on the other hand, I want to say it's not just a new start, it's a new creation. No condemnation. I want you to understand, but let's just go through scriptures very quickly. Romans 3 and 26, all men have sinned and come short of the perfection that's in God. All people have sinned. We don't have to argue about that. You just look and see it. Ask yourself if you're perfect. And then it's by the grace of God that you have been redeemed, which means to be bought back. I'll read that to you. Romans 3, 26 and 27. Romans 3 and 23. For all have sinned and fall short of the glory of God. Right? We recognize that we're not perfect. Verse 24. Being justified as a gift by his grace through the redemption which is in Christ Jesus. So, we don't use those words every day, but redemption is to buy back, to salvation is rescue. It's by God's grace. So, just because he's good. All right, so we've all sinned, but there is redemption for us by God's grace. And then the argument goes on. It's the same with Father Abraham, that he was justified, had a relationship with God through faith. And then Romans 5 and 8, just going quickly, God demonstrates his own love toward us in that while we were yet sinners, Christ died for us. And verse 9, much more then, having now been justified by his blood, we shall be saved from the wrath of God through him. There is a judgment. There is a wrath coming, but this will save you. And justification, this is beginning to make my point. Justification is just as if you'd never sinned, but salvation is much more than that. It's a total rescue. And so we have no condemnation, but it's not just going on and sinning. It is a new start. But it's more than a new start. It's not just a new start and that's all, but it's a new creation. Okay, so we've been saved, not just justified, but we'll be saved from the wrath of God. And Acts 4 and 12, Peter must have been preaching. And he said, and there is salvation in no one else, for there is no other name under heaven that has been given among men by which we must be saved. You know, there are a lot of religions, but they don't all lead to the same path. And you don't really think they do. If you followed Hitler and you followed Mother Teresa, you wouldn't get to the same place. But there is no religion. And I would say it's disrespectful not to listen to what each one says, and they claim different things. And this is the only religion. Yeah, it's not a religion, it's a relationship, but only Jesus offers salvation from your sins. There is no salvation in any other. And this says we must be saved. So the summary is back in Romans 6 and 23, the wages of sin is death, but the free gift of God is eternal life. And Romans 8 and 1, therefore, there is now no condemnation to him who is in Christ Jesus, to the one in Christ Jesus. No condemnation, because when you come to Jesus, Jesus will take away your sin, not just cover it over temporarily, but take it away. And so that's the great good news. But it's not simply a prayer, it's a real transformation. And in fact, Romans 6 and 15, this whole argument that we have gone through all too quickly, it's worth reading through and studying quite a bit. Romans 6 and 15 says, well, what then? Should we sin because we're not under the law but under grace? May it never be. And James says, faith without works is dead. These are the people who lived all, who knew Jesus, walked with Jesus. Faith without works is dead. Jesus never said, recite this prayer. Jesus never said, make a decision. Jesus said, follow me. And he said that you must follow him publicly. And I think that probably meant there is not going to be a double life. But you know, today that's not even embarrassing. Lots of people go to church and then live like the devil in between. It may not be embarrassing. It may be common, but you know what? It doesn't work. It blocks the blessing. A famous preacher once said, may there be enough evidence to convict me of being a Christian. You've got to decide what side you're on. And if you want Jesus' grace, you're going to have to take it. And grace is not just unmerited favor, but empowerment for life. You have to follow him. Ephesians 2, 8, 9, and 10 is a good summary also. It says, we're saved by God's grace, which we take through our faith, but, and not of works, lest any man should boast. We can't be good enough to have our sins taken away. But nevertheless, that love of God, when we receive it, that grace of God, when we receive it, will usher into a new life, and therefore there will be new works, new behaviors. Let's see. I'll read it to you. 8, 9, and 10. For by grace you have been saved through faith, and that not of yourselves. It is the gift of God, not as a result of works, that no one should boast. For we are his workmanship, created in Christ Jesus for good works, which God prepared beforehand that we should walk in them. So please hear both of those, the goodness and the severity of God. Grace reaching out to you. Don't worry about the past. Just come. Come to the arms of the Lord. But make it mean business. God will mean business with you if you mean business with him. And if you have come only partially, come the whole way for the whole benefit. Don't come for frosting on the cake without the meat and the potatoes. It doesn't work that way. Come all the way. I ask you, I invite you. So I'm going to lead you in prayer, but it's not about reciting a prayer. Come with me to the throne of grace. I want to put your hand in Jesus' hand. I want to put your hand in Jesus' hand. I want to put you in his arms, because that's what the Christian life is. Be with Jesus and walk with Jesus. He's reaching out to you. Say, dear Lord, I come to you now. I repent of my sins. Come and wash me, take away my sins, and cleanse me, and give me a new life, and I will live that life for you in Jesus' name. And so if you prayed that prayer and you meant it from your heart, if you believe that Jesus rose from the dead, then that life will be in you and you in him, and you are saved. This is the beginning of a new life. Hallelujah. It is the beginning of a new life. Romans 10. I'm just reading so you know I'm not making this up. Romans 10 and verse 9. That if you confess with your mouth Jesus is Lord, and you said, dear Lord, and believe in your heart that God raised him from the dead, you do, and you know there's plenty of historical evidence for that, you shall be saved. For with the heart man believes, resulting in righteousness, and with the mouth he confesses, resulting in salvation. So make it public, and certainly contact me right on this website, or, and won't be public immediately, because I'll see it and have to moderate it, or email me. Let me know. Let me know that you have made this decision so I can help you out. Okay? Thank you so much. Lord bless you. Okay, so where should you write? Okay, here it is. Pastor Sharon at JesusNameAustin.org. Pastor Sharon, Sharon, at JesusNameAustin.org. Woohoo! Looking forward to hearing from you.